Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here, and we have a wonderful show today. I'm actually in sunny Hawaii, and just looking forward to today. And if you're on the sustaining the winter time right now, I'm not complaining about being in Hawaii, not at all. Wherever you are in the world listening in, we hope you have an incredible day today and or evening in some places. And we're going to get started. We've got a fantastic guest coming in today who is Ivy West. She actually is a solar consultant with Solar Wave Solutions in Hawaii. And if you haven't been taking advantage of the solar energy, you're going to love to hear this and take in and listen in and learn a lot of tidbits today. Some towns are really making it difficult around the country to actually obtain your solar, and usually that's happening through the electric company. We're going to listen in today to find out what's happening in Hawaii and how you can make sure you're benefiting in your own town. Without further ado, I want to introduce Ivy, and welcome. Hey, Ivy. We're going to take a quick 1 minute break and come right back. We are back to Realty Universal Radio, and we're going to get started in about 2 minutes. It looks like our callers have to call right back in, and then we'll get started immediately. I'm going to take one more quick break here, and we'll be right back. Hi, Brian. We'll be right back. We're going to be back in a minute. I think the our guest is just having some technical difficulties, so she's going to call right back.
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm just going to do speaker because there's nothing else
Oh, okay. That's what's happening. Okay, fantastic. And Brian, I think, just called in, too, so let me he could call in if he wants to separately. Does he have the number?
No, I'm going to add him on.
No, don't do that. I think that's what cut you out. I think that's what did it. Okay. Sorry, guests, we'll be right there because we're going to go right back in. We'll be right back.
Brian is on with us.
Okay.
Okay, everybody.
Now,
well, welcome. We're going to everybody listening, sorry about that. We had a little bit of technical difficulty. Our guest has arrived, and one of the partners also has arrived. So we are going to get started. This is Natalie Mullenix with Realty Universal Radio. Welcome, everybody, to wherever you're listening anywhere in the world. We're in sunny Hawaii, so we're not complaining at all. I know a lot of our listeners are in the cold weather. And today's very interesting show, we're talking about solar energy. Are you taking advantage of the savings? Some towns are making it difficult, and we want you to listen in today. You're going to hear what's happening in Hawaii and how to make sure you're benefiting in your town. Our guest, Ivy West, is an expert at this, and she's going to fill us in. And without further ado, welcome, Ivy.
Welcome. Thank you so much, Natalie. For some reason, the two earpieces that I have aren't working, and I don't know why. It's like a mystery.
You know, it's so funny. Technology is so perfect, but it doesn't work all the time, does it?
It works for my radio show just fine, so I don't know what happened here, but I do have a special guest with me. His name is Brian Clark. He's an expert in the solar industry, and he really can break things down for us on what's happening currently in Hawaii.
Oh, Brian, thank you so much for coming on. We really, really appreciate it.
I'd like to say aloha to everybody who isn't in beautiful Hawaii. It's a nice day out here today, and the water's warm, and we got surf coming up in a couple of days.
Wow.
I'll add what I can to you about our current situation here in Hawaii regarding solar energy. Obviously, with where Hawaii is located in our ample sun, Hawaii is leading the United States per capita in trying to create clean energy primarily by simply using solar panels on your resident to create and generate the power that you need for your general consumption. And we've learned a lot in our industry here in the past 3 years because, once again, since what they call net metering has been in place, I don't know how many utilities across the United States have this, but essentially what it is that the energy you're producing is direct current going to panels, gets converted to alternating current, which during the daytime then goes into the utility system. They hold that energy for you, and then as the day cycles through, that energy is used. Statistics show that approximately 65% or more of the energy is used after 5 p.m. when people are coming.
Oh, that makes sense.
Over.
Yeah.
And, well, that in its basis is what has happened here. To encourage people to create their own energy, our utility has a net metering agreement so that when you go and you have a solar company come to your home, that energy that you produced is being counted. And those credits go up against the amount that you're using. In Hawaii, the way the setup is that the utility uses those credits over an annual basis. So because you have fluctuations in months and sun angles and all of those things, but essentially what they're doing is they're counting all of your credits over a period of 1 year. Here in Hawaii, if you overproduce, those credits go to your utility. You're giving them free power. I do know there are other states, Arizona as an example, embrace it in a way where if you overproduce on your own home personal system, they will give you credit at the end of the year. God bless them.
Wow.
That's just some basic things, but if you have any questions about our particular situation here, I can enlighten you and where I see this industry going.
What that's funny. It's wonderful. With the solar, though, right now, basically, I mean, people are able to save probably upwards of 50-75% on their current utility bill, electric bill, aren't they?
I believe in most cases that's true. You do need to have some basics. Ideally, you would like to have southern exposure to get the most out of your sun angle. Conversely, a northern you're not going to be producing as much energy. I can only really relate to you right now how things are in Hawaii, but a typical home here in Hawaii, in most cases, you're able to produce 100% of the energy you use because we have ample sun here.
That makes sense.
And then it so depends on your a little bit about your roof angle, a little bit about your the exposure you have, whether you have any organic things, trees and shading and issues like that. But also what has really pushed Hawaii to the forefront is we're able to take advantage of a 30% federal tax credit, and our state provides an additional 35% tax credit up to $5,000, and then there's a few other rules that go along in there. But essentially, basically, when you're making this large purchase, the government essentially is covering half the cost.
Wow, up to 65%, really. That's amazing.
It breaks down a little bit, but it's over 50%. Yes, it is. So your ROI on a typical investment here in Hawaii is approximately 4 years. Because, once again, we have the winning combination of the ample sun. Our southern states, I'm sure, are close to that. But even in northern exposures, you're still going to be able to create quite a bit.
So you're with Solar Wave Hawaii, right? Ivy Solar Wave, and the contact information for Solar Wave, I want to give in case anybody is here that wants to contact them. And also, okay. You can reach Ivy West. You can reach Ivy West at 808. Of course, anybody here on Oahu knows that we use 808, but on the outer islands, you'd still dial 808-222-2453, 808-222-2453, and it's Ivy West with Solar Wave Company here in Hawaii. Solar Wave, you can also go to solarwavehawaii.com for lots of, it's chocked full of information about solar systems, et cetera. Yeah, it's this is really well here in Hawaii. One of the issues that's been coming up that's a biggie that I'm not sure how many towns are having the same issue. But could you both and chime in whoever wants to speak first? Just elaborate a little bit about what's going on with electric companies and how they have to have a converter, et cetera, and how this ties in if somebody wants to get solar.
Well, Brian knows that end of it really well.
Well,
okay,
essentially, let's talk over some basics here. Utilities nationwide have kind of put a line in the sand in that the infrastructure for utilities, essentially they've come up with a number of 15% grid penetration becomes a point where the energy becomes very hard to handle in the daytime. We are producing all of this energy from our solar panels here in Hawaii. There's tens of thousands of systems now. We're close to 12% of the homes on Oahu are creating their energy. It is energy that goes into the system during the daytime, and we have over 400 power circuits here in Oahu, so the energy company has to handle this into their system. And that means that they've come up with what they call a DML. It's a daytime minimum load. And our utility last year essentially crashed the industry in Oahu by stating that the circuits were overloaded. Oh, my goodness, the workers were going to fry on the lines. It was a disaster. Ladies and gentlemen, we are no longer going to approve permits, at least for a while.
Wow.
All about
money.
That was
not really, it wasn't really a true fact. It was just us trying to hold things up.
It was not a true fact.
Right.
The reality is that solar systems with the inverter we have, what converts that energy from direct current to alternating current, they have surge protectors. And if there were a power surge, which is what they're claiming, then the systems shut off. They're set to do that. In fact, our utility has approved these type of inverters, and they already knew this was going on. But I'm not going to beat up our utility so much. It's a power game that they played. Essentially, where we are today on Oahu is they've been forced by our Public Utilities Commission to start approving permits again for people who have already signed up for solar. There's still over 1,500 or more people who have been waiting for up to a year. Okay,
wow.
So these systems are going to now all start to come online again. But what we are embracing here in Hawaii is there are solutions. Daytime minimum load. So that means all this energy is coming in the daytime. But now we have technology with battery backup systems.
Mm-hmm.
And there are also systems out there and available today that are battery backup, but they're short-term battery backup. So what does that mean? What does that really mean? If I'm producing energy in my house and it's going to our utility and then they're crediting me back at me, wouldn't it be interesting if I could use that energy, whatever amount I use, before I give it to the utility? If I have a battery backup or battery storage or a system that allows me in the daytime, the sun's coming on, I'm getting all my energy. In the nighttime, I'm at home, I'm watching TV, I'm on the computer, I'm doing the laundry and everything. And I have a system at my home that allows me to use that energy that I caught from the sun that day. And let's say there's a little bit left over. Fine. Let that go into the utility at night.
Right.
There is no nighttime minimum load. This is a daytime problem. So that's where this industry is going, is to be able to have and implement battery storage to release in times when they can then manage that. That eliminates the problem.
That's wonderful.
Plain and simple. But once again, there's a cost involved for that. A lot of people here now considering, they're so angry at our utility, they're considering full battery systems. All
going
off
the grid, huh? Off the grid, huh?
I believe that in our case here in Oahu, may not be your best move. That utility has been here a long time. They provide a service. They're not horrible people. They just need to learn and figure out how they can be profitable and embrace solar. And there is a way that they can do it. The old school ways are out the window. So my recommendation is to anybody who's now going to take that step into solar, I mean, you're able to create your own energy here, you know, in most cases off of your roof. That's wonderful. It's where that energy goes when it's created.
Otherwise, it's just going to dissipate, right, if it's not set up properly. What you're saying is that's amazing.
Well, it's not so much dissipates. It's going to the utility. It's not lost. But now that's their power.
Right.
Now, what they are now saying is that they want to change what they credit you for your power. Today, Oahu is on a one-to-one credit. Whatever our kilowatt-hour rate is today, our utility is crediting you for that. So you're getting full value. They've come out recently and said, oh, wait a minute, now we figured this all out. Mr. and Mrs. Jones, we're only going to give you 50% credit because we're losing so much money. And it becomes a very contentious issue. I have a personal opinion where I don't believe that's the case. in today's front paper, front page of our local paper, there is an article by our governor, and he is stating what his opinions are about the power and that the fact that battery backup is where we see things going, along with, he made a statement, he thinks they may have to lower it. But I'm going to read you directly what
Thank
it says
you.
Here today in this paper. And there is a woman whose name is Leslie Cole Brooks, director of Hawaii Solar Energy Association. I personally never met her, but I love what she said here today. Perhaps there is going to be a change, but we want to see the full analysis. There has never been an analysis of the benefits to the grid solar provides. Maybe it will turn out that the NEM, our net energy metering, should be less than retail. But maybe it'll turn out it will be more than retail. And here's where my opinion comes in. Our utility does not give you over credit production. When your solar salesman comes in and sells you a system, it's a basic thing where they look at your utility bill, the type of panel you have, the type of inverter you have. Now, this isn't a perfect system.
Right.
We're creating electricity. And in many cases, here on Oahu, many cases, systems are overproducing. Now, you go on vacation for a month, but your system's still producing. That's going into the power grid.
But the
at
power
the
grid...
end of the year,
oh, God, I'm sorry.
Okay, at the end of the year, if you've overproduced, let's say you've overproduced a lot, you get no credit for that.
And you should, right.
Well, I'm not, it's not even so much you should, but this utility cry poor thing doesn't add up. They're getting a tremendous amount of free energy from the Hawaii solar producer. And we don't know what that number is, and they're not going to tell us. Our utility is a private company. I'd love to see the books on
that. Why can't they work on passing a law where that does go back to the consumer?
Well, that's a great one. That's a, maybe above my pay grade. You know, but the reality is our utility is getting a lot of free power.
Wow.
From the person who invested in Oahu on a solar PV system, because these, you know, these things are, they're not the most efficient things, and there's more to it. But go ahead and give me some questions. I don't really want to ramble on, but in my opinion...
No, I think you're fantastic. This is exactly what we need to hear. Because, well, I have a couple of questions on the net metering here in Hawaii, and of course we have a real estate brokerage here, so I can tell you there's lots of, you know, many properties are they have solar now, and I mean the bills are, you've got 2,700 square foot house, and their electric bill a month is $100 a month, and they're running their AC, and so that's really the savings are tremendous from what I'm seeing. So with the utility company, this net metering and the converter, it looks like from what I'm seeing, just, and forgive me, I'm just generalizing it just from houses and properties we've been in, that they're charging about $17 a month for the converter. Is that, like, how does that breakdown kind
well,
of work? Just
the,
just if you,
okay,
you know, just say an average 2,000 square foot house or something. But
okay. $17 a month or our fee, that isn't a power usage fee. That's a rightful fee, I believe, that the utility needs because they're delivering a service to you. You know,
okay.
So you're never going to have a zero bill.
But what is that? What is that?
Home,
so we can explain with the converter, how does that work?
Well, okay. When you then add a solar system onto your house, we will look at your current existing usage, and that is how you, and you average it over a year. If you pull out a HECO bill, it will show you your last year's usage. Most of the solar companies here have a calculator. They'll be able to tell you, okay, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, you use $300 a month on average in power. In order for us to get you to zero, or what we call $17 a month, you will need 32 of our 250-watt panels. Those
okay.
panels will produce enough kilowatt energy to get you down to that $17.
Okay. That's fantastic.
That's
so that converter is an average, but it's basically them figuring out, you know, because when you hear converter, you think, what is that? Just a tool? Is it a converter? You know, that type of thing. So it actually is them figuring out how many you're going to need, basically, and then you're going to pay that amount to get you down to zero, right, basically.
Correct. In other words, the word converter, I've not heard that much at all. What they're doing, what a educated solar professional will do is will take in your sun angles,
okay,
all of those things that I previously mentioned. For example, we also have sun zones here that HECO has on a map that you can go and punch in your neighborhood, and you can find your sun zone. They go from 350 to 500. 500 meaning that's 7 hours of sun annually a year in your sun zone. And a perfect example is you can go all the way from Yokohama all the way down to Sandy Beach. Everything along that corridor there is a 500 sun zone. That
really
means that if you're in that sun zone, and this is a map that they have, if you're in that sun zone, that tells me as a solar professional, you're going to get the most bang for your buck. Conversely, if you're in the back of Manoa Valley or you're anywhere along the Kualaus or in any of our other zones, for example, up in areas in Kaneohe and things like
where
that.
Where the sun's going to be blocked because you're by the mountains. Here. Okay.
That's going to be a 50 sun zone. So that $300 bill that you have in Kaneohe and that $300 bill that you have in Diamond Head, the Diamond Head system will have 30 panels. It may take you 40 panels to create the energy because of those differences.
Okay, so basically for our listeners, just so they know, you know, that aren't in Hawaii, it's the mountains and the blockage, so you're not going to have as much sun. Did you say in Kaneohe maybe it's 250? I'm just trying to get a gauge it.
Okay, no, you can go look on the Oahu map. I was using Kaneohe because it's a more rainy area. It's more
that
rain and more cloud.
Exactly. So for example, if somebody's on the mainland and then in the northern east coast or northern west coast, I mean, they may not get as much sun, and they're going to, I guess the company's going to be able to come in and help them figure out how it's going to benefit.
Correct. Well, that's what a solar professional does. They would know that if you're in Martha's Vineyard or if you're in Boca Raton, Florida, what the weather patterns are. And what other restrictions that you have. So I'm certain that the other utilities and the other solar companies, they're very up to speed on that. There's a tool called a SunEye that can be brought to your home, and that will literally, with a computer, a SunEye, and everything, give you the most exact readings to be able to preset and design and put in place, because you're not always having this one angle on your roof. We have multiple angles here. Multiple roof surfaces. You may have some panels on the east side. You may have some. That's what a solar professional's job is to figure that out. But let's go back to the basics about where converter, I'm not sure what that is. Inverter is the word that's used.
Okay.
Solar panel coming from the sun, when it hits that panel, that is direct current. That is 12 volts.
Okay.
Everything we have in your home is alternating current. That's 110 or 120. So that energy has to be converted from direct current to alternating current. And 99% of our solar systems here in Hawaii do that. Whether it's a microinverter, which clips onto the panel, or a central inverter, which goes on the side of the house, there's two ways today, technically, that you convert that direct sun energy into alternating current. That's it.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. So I want to get back to, we're already halfway through the show. We've got about 30 more minutes left. This is so interesting. And again, we have Brian Clark on with us and Ivy West. And we're here in Hawaii, and this is Realty Universal Radio, discussing solar energy, what you can do to cut down your utilities if you're taking advantage of it, and also if you're in different parts of the country, as well as you could be somewhere else in the world. I think the United States is really going full force and with solar panels. This is really interesting. And one of the things, but I want to go back to what's happening. So if people are hitting the wall in their town, maybe some information that they can go to their politicians or go to people to stop that. So we're going to get back to that in a couple minutes. I do have questions, and I know Ivy and you both know it very, very well. And again, you're with Solar Wave Hawaii. It's solarwavehawaii.com. You can reach Ivy West at 808-222-2453. This is wonderful. And it, I'm just, how does it, for example, okay, so the listeners can hear, and of course you're going to be able to quote only Hawaii prices in a generality. How much does it cost for somebody to, if they say, okay, I want to do this, I want to convert my house, what do I have to do next?
Okay, well, there is a little bit of rule of thumb, and I'd also like to mention that I'm an independent solar sales representative. I've represented different companies. I'm not representing the company currently that Ivy has, but I'm just giving my opinion from having worked with other companies. But what you can kind of look at is what we call the price per kilowatt that you're producing. And the numbers are different. Usually a home is going to consume somewhere between 1.7 to 3 point, depending on all your power using, what it costs installed per kilowatt for your system. Now, a rule of thumb, and this is just only in Hawaii, so I can't speak for anywhere else.
Sure.
If you can get a system installed at your home, turnkey, and this is not with battery backup, this is solar panels, installation, everything to get you creating the power. If you're in the range of $5 kilowatt hour, that's a kind of a meter. It could be above that. It could be below that. But that would give you an accurate indicator as to if you're getting a fair value from the salesman who's coming out and trying to make money off you and also help you with your power needs.
Now, if it, just an example, maybe I'm just taking a guesstimate here on some properties we've dealt with. Example, 2,200 square foot house, two-story, that it costs, they're going ahead and leasing the unit instead of purchasing it because you have two ways to do it, right? And I think they said if they purchased it outright, I'm not sure of the exact number of panels. It is a two-story property. It does sit high up, so I'm not sure what the area, you know, what the area is going to be. But they said if they purchase it outright, it would be about $17,000. If they lease it, it runs around $27,000, $28,000. Their lease fee is around $100 and $110 a month to lease it out for, I believe, 20 years. Does that fit? I mean, just to give a generalization.
Okay, well, that becomes a very contentious issue. I only have my opinion on that. And my opinion is this. In Hawaii, with our ample sun, I personally believe it is 100% to the benefit of a homeowner to purchase the system.
Makes sense, yeah.
Your ROI is going to be less than 5 years. And whether this company says they're going to take care of it for 20 years or not, leasing and PPRs, in my opinion, work fine for commercial. And
okay.
I can go up, I won't name the companies, but I'll go up and day in and day out here on Oahu because of our sun. You win when you purchase. You own it. It increases the value of your home. A lot of other reasons. I really don't want to go off in that direction very much.
That's fine, but we just...
Right.
We want to be able to get, because the listeners that are hearing are going to say, well, I'm not going to spend the money. Yes, I'm going to spend the money. But when you hear that, you know, in 5 years you could get your money back, and when I've seen the low cost, you know, it's really good to do that. I know Ivy's, probably I can talk to some of that too, right, Ivy, because you're going into
expert there, and she has the answer because with the way things are set up here, and I'm not going to mention it, Ivy can mention who she deals with, but when we're talking about money, let's make it real simple. Let's say your power bill is $300 a month here in Oahu. Plain and simple, $300 a month.
Right.
Every month you're throwing that money out, what do you get? You get power, but you get nothing. Ivy's program is that $300 turns into a purchase of your equipment, You never put any money out of pocket. You don't have to put $10,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 to buy that $40,000 system by financing it. It's a no-brainer.
Right.
No money
right.
down. You're switching from paying the utility to putting the money into an asset for your home. Ivy, go
exactly.
ahead. With that.
Yeah,
exactly.
Instead of in paying HECO, I pay $400 a month. I rent. In 10 years, it's $47,000, and I have nothing to show for it. I have no solar system on my house. That was enough to get two solar systems. And so if I was a homeowner, a realtor, a condo, a townhouse, wherever you can put the solar, I would do it. Because you're just investing in yourself, and after a period of time, and it's not very long, 2 or 3 years, it's paid off. So you just take a portion of your current bill, if it's high, and pay that loan or whatever it is. If we have leasing programs, there's all kinds of programs out there. But put the money towards that instead of giving it to the utility company, the electrical company, because you'll have nothing to show for it. And eventually, and there's backup batteries too, which will bring your bill down to zero. You'll be off the grid and you won't be... you can be on the grid and also have the backup batteries, or you can be off the grid and not hooked up to the electric company at all. So you have the best of both worlds there, and it's always and you don't need as many panels with the backup battery. Now, the front page of the newspaper today in Hawaii has our governor, our new governor, Ige, diversity is the key, and it's his front page, his energy policy. And so he views that batteries are the key to reducing the $6 billion the state spends annually on imported fuel. We have state and federal tax credits here. That really helps. You know, so instead of taking, you know, paying your bill, because you're going to pay your bill every month anyways,
exactly.
why not put it towards yourself in the payment towards the bank or the loan or your HELOC, which is, you know, a line of credit, whatever it is you have. You're paying that every month anyways, instead of just giving it to the electric company. You just invest basically into your own energy, and there's depreciation, there's tax write-offs. Your home isn't as hot because the solar panels are on the roof. Everybody has a fear of having the solar panels on the roof, and they're safe, they're warrantied. If they do the job right, it won't leak. And, you know, very few times, yes, once in a while there are some leaks, but they fix them. You know, with a good reputable company, you won't have any problem at all. And it's just, you know, the way it is, because electricity is only going up. Fuel costs are only going up.
Absolutely.
They're not coming down.
Well,
fantastic.
I want to add a little something to that with Ivy. And that it's 100% here in Hawaii. It makes money sense. It is a winner for anybody
Absolutely.
Who takes the step into solar. If you have an existing system for solar, I have some good news for you. Here's where our industry is going in the coming months and years. If you have existing solar, there's a couple of things that you can do right now. The beginning, it's all about power usage at your home. Be energy smart. If you have that deer that grandfather shot in that 20-year-old freezer sitting there running, that old single-phase motor is drawing so much power. If you become energy smart and get newer appliances that are much more efficient, you can lower your footprint. You may need less solar panels. So in many cases, if you don't have solar, reduce before you produce. And these solar companies have the capability of telling you, hey, listen, look, if you get rid of this, stop doing this, now you're only using this much energy. Now I only need to give you this many panels. That's one thing you can do. Coming up now, we're going to have aftermarket products available this year. By after product, I mean you have a solar system you bought from a salesman 3 years ago, and it's working, but you want to make it more efficient. It's like hot rodding your car up. The technology is there today, that there are some electronic items that you can be added to your system that are going to make them more efficient, that are going to give them more horsepower just where they're sitting today by smart electronic energy usage. It's wonderful. So you're not
it's
just
fantastic.
Stuck for 20 years with the panels and that one system. You're going to be able to add into it without adding more panels, because panels in most cases will produce energy for 25 years, and this is across the board with the solar panels on the market today. They all lose about 1% of power per year in production. But wouldn't it be great if you could get an electronic item, and I'm not going to name specifically who they are, but they're out there, that can be added to your system that hot rod them up, and my goodness, now you're still keeping your power bills down to zero.
That's wonderful. I mean, I think there's no reason not to get solar. It's absolutely a win-win situation. Absolutely.
Well,
and again,
other thing that we've missed on this, the most efficient way for anybody to get solar is solar hot water. That's the number one way. 40% of your usage generally is hot water. Most of the solar companies on Oahu, the 200 that were here in 2012, dropped solar hot water. Why?
Really?
They weren't making much money. It was easy money going with the panels. But today, I would suggest to anybody who's thinking about solar, get solar hot water first. That will reduce your need of panels and the size of your system. It's very simple. And Hawaii is very generous in the tax credits, and there, I believe, are still rebate monies for this. Isn't that great?
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. So for people listening in, the solar hot water, if they're not ready to get the panels, just go ahead. At least should have solar hot water, right, basically.
Exactly.
And
and the credits still apply. The state and federal credits apply.
Exactly.
That's fantastic.
That's 65%, which is wonderful.
It's a no-brainer. It sounds like a no-brainer to me. No, it sounds like
it
a total no-brainer.
It also reduces the number of panels you'll need, too. So,
exactly. It's pretty basic. The way solar hot water works here is, let's talk hard numbers here now. For a solar hot water system here in Hawaii, if you get it from a licensed provider, you're looking at a retail price of about $8,000. And you go, well, wait a minute, my goodness, that's a lot. Well, hold on a second. First of all, you're going to have either an 80 or 120 gallon hot water heater, which is required with solar hot water. So you're going to bump up your water capacity where you never run it. You can use a lot of hot water and you're never going to run out, number one. Number two, with the rebates and the tax incentives there, you're looking out of pocket about less than $3,000.
Wow.
And what that's going to save you, that's an ROI payback almost in 1 year. And it's wonderful. Solar hot water has been kind of kicked down the road because they were making so much money on panels here a couple years ago that the company said, oh, we're not going to waste our time. It's a pain in our butt. The smart companies do both. That's it. Go with a company
that
does
both. So if somebody goes in and they want to get the panels and they want to do the solar hot water, do they get a break?
Absolutely, yes. You know, that's a smart way to buy in. And a smart solar energy professional will know. They'll know approximately, let's make it real simple. You know, how many people are living in the house? I would ask you those questions. How many showers do you take a day? And right away, with these things, you do it so often, I'll be able to pretty much know down to the penny how much hot water you're going to be using. How many laundry loads do you do? All those simple things. So when we figure that out, exactly.
That's fantastic.
So
we're listening to Realty Universal. Yeah, absolutely. We're listening to Realty Universal Radio with Brian Clark and Ivy West. I'm Natalie Melinex. And let's give contact information one more time, too. Brian, would you like to give your contact information also?
I'll give you my contact email. That's the best way to get a hold of me. It's SolarBrian. That's SolarBrian, B-R-Y-A-N. 49@yahoo.com.
And then
I
Ivy?
Happy to respond.
Perfect.
And mine is 808-222-2453. And Brian is one of the key guys here for understanding the industry and what's coming along. I think solar is very, very big. I think that it's important to help families save money. Because if you save money, where are you going to spend that extra money? Hopefully in our community, and our community will prosper. So, you know, I believe it's a win-win thing. We've got a guy on the Big Island, a billionaire on the Big Island, who put in, it's the largest residential off-grid system. He researched it, and he went with the Aquion Ion Safe Battery Backup, and he is powering 18,000 square foot residence and the whole 9 acres of the facility, and he is also building a community center there for educating on renewable energy, on backup batteries, on solars for the kids, and anybody in the community that wants to do that. Now, I know people have heard the story on the batteries, like out in Kahuku, where they had a, for their wind farm there, they had a battery storage building, a small one, and it wasn't ventilated enough. The fumes are toxic, and that thing caught on fire and burned for 3 days. They couldn't even put it out. Well, with the new batteries out, or actually it's been around for a while, the Aquion Energy, this is a battery that is high performance, cost effective, safe, and sustainable. And here's what it's made out of: base oxide, cotton, carbon, and salt water. The guy demoed this to us, and there was a stack sitting there. It's a stack of 12 inches by 12 inches of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 batteries on top of each other. And usually homes need anywhere from 1 to 4, depending on how big your house is. See, every home is different. So to give a base cost of what a solar system would be, it's really hard to do because each house is individual. Well, he took a big screwdriver and catapulted it into the side of the battery and put a glass there. And it filled up with water, and then he drank the water. And to our astonishment, we're all going, oh, my God, you know, this guy's going to kill himself. He says, no.
Really?
He says, this is salt water. He says, this is so, there's no hazardous materials, corrosive acids, or noxious fumes. So, you know, this is a battery technology. It offers a life cycle of 100% depth of the discharge for long duration, anywhere from 4 to 20 hours. And the batteries are extremely tolerant to abuse. It means that partial state of discharge with a minimal degradation, which is really great. So there's no, it requires no costly thermal management or regular maintenance. And like I said, it contains no hazardous materials, nothing corrosive, and nothing that it gives off. It's sealed. So you can put it in a little tight area. And so these are the first cost-effective energy storage solutions that's high performance, you know. And so you supplement your solar PV system with these batteries. You don't need HECO approval either. And so there's many designs to cater even for large commercial industrial parks. They use, you know, they use a full building to put these batteries in. So it's simple, abundant, non-toxic materials. I think this company has it right. It's environmentally benign. There's no corrosive acids. It's suitable for deployment globally. And I believe the cost is very, very minimal.
And that's called Aquion Systems? Aquion Systems?
Aquion, A-Q-U-I-O-N, Aquion Hybrid Ion Batteries, A-H-I. And
wow.
So they're energy storage, clean and simple, basically, you know? And
well, there's also, Ivy, along with the Aquion, what is important about that is to implement a control device that can manage that power, and that's what I mentioned as the next wave that's coming in here. Instead of completely going off, because our utility plays a role. Not everybody's going to be able to do this. You're in a condo. We still need our utility. Don't get us wrong, but when
right.
you add that battery system into your existing solar and have the right controller system to manage that power, it can be smart about it in its delivery of your excess to the utility. And I'm not going to name any specific product, but this is one of the very good products out there. There's a lot of forward-thinking things going on. Today in Hawaii, we're going to win with solar as long as our PUC keeps the utility in line and they're truthful and these new innovations are put onto our existing market.
I love it. It's just wonderful. I want to bring back, we only have about 10 minutes left. This time has just flown by, and this has been an awesome show. Such as chock full of so much information from you two. It's just great. And I want to loop back around a little bit to people. Of course, we can Google and learn about the solar energy, et cetera, if they're in other areas, and contact you all directly here in Hawaii. I want to loop back around to a quick issue that has been holding things up that's now been because of the moratorium that's been lifted here. Everybody, I'm assuming, can now go and get a solar energy, right? Is that there's no more a waiting list?
Well, what the approval process is, if I understand clearly today, is that when your solar company sells you a system, They then give the information of the size of the system to the utility, and directed by the PUC as it stands today, the utility cannot turn you down because
yeah, that's a public utility commission.
Are open.
Is that the public
the
utility commission?
Open. Say that again.
Is the PUC the Public Utility Commission?
Correct.
Our
utility has admitted there's more room for solar today. It's going to change. So anybody who's out there who was on the fence before, there's no more time. It's time is now. And they were saying that 2 years ago maybe as a sales pitch, but they were essentially correct.
Yep.
The time is now. The tax credits are still there. They're wonderful.
Fantastic.
These systems are available. They work. It makes money sense. The money to purchase them without out of pocket, that big upfront out of pocket, is there. So that's all I can really say to you. It's alive. It's working.
Well, I tell you, I know because we heard of many different moratoriums, and then we were told they were released in November, and then they were still being held up by the utility companies. And now, thanks to our government here, it's been released. I want to mention that just in case you're listening anywhere in other areas and you're having the same problem. If you have that problem, don't just sit back and wait. Don't say, okay, we're just stuck. We can't do it. Don't believe in never, never. Go to your politicians. Go to your local councilman.
Right.
Go to your governor. Don't, you know, take a stand because
you have a voice. You have a voice.
Yeah,
use it.
Definitely, because this could be happening and costing you a lot of money. You know, and as Mr. Clark was mentioning, you know, they were basically stating that, you know, things could blow up. It could be too much power, too many power surges. And I think, and unfortunately, if you're the electric companies, they are going to make less money until they figure out how to reuse this, right? Right, Mr. Clark and Ivy? I mean, in a sense. So, of course.
The company's made $47,000 off of me in 10 years. I don't believe they're losing money. And when they tell people that their grid is oversaturated and they, you know, we found out from their engineers that that's a bunch of lies, and I'm going to say it right here on the air.
It was a bunch of lies.
It held everybody up for a year and a half. Over 7,000 people in Hawaii who have submitted their NEMS, which is a net energy metering, which they were required to do by HECO, which I believe is RICO, racketeering. In other words, you have business with, in order to get solar, you have to do business with them. So
right. And
what they did was is they told everybody that you're saturated area, we can't approve you because it'll back up into the grid and short stuff out. Well, that's just not true. And so our newly appointed governor took a senator, appointed him to the PUC commission, and that was Iwase, and they went down and they said, that's enough of that to HECO. And said, you will not be in control of saying whether your customers can get solar or not. We will. We're the Public Utilities Commission, and that falls in our lap. And so no longer can you hold anybody up. And if you want to, you must submit the paperwork to us, and we'll decide. So those 7,000 people out there that are waiting to get solar now can. The banks are thrilled because now they can give them the loans and use their lines of credits and HELOCs and things like that, so that they can get solar. Unfortunately, because HECO did this to the solar industry, hundreds of solar companies have gone out of business. Thousands of people have lost their jobs. And now there's not enough solar panels on Oahu to cover everybody.
Well, I want to add to that briefly because we're running out of time here. But really, where simply it is, there is going to be a point where if the solar energy that's produced from panels on Oahu does overwhelm the system, and that could happen. But the answer to that is the delayed battery storage to release that stored energy, excess energy, in the night when there is no problem.
Yes.
So at some point in the coming future, this thing is still not a super clear pathway. Today is it's clear. The highway's open. Get on it. Drive it. Get your solar.
And that makes sense. Yeah. And then that, I guess, hopefully with the technology and inventions and things, they'll work out a win-win somehow. And be making it work. It's just important for people to hear in other places, too, to realize, you know, because when it comes to money, unfortunately, look at how many things don't get out to the public overall, you know, in many huge companies
or
corporations. And because of the money, this gets stopped. We see it in the news every day. We see it in our world every day. And of course, it trickles down to every business. And, of course, right now, the utility companies have to figure out a way that they're still going to benefit. And in the meantime, they may be sticking their heels in the ground like we've seen here. So that's why we want to tell people everywhere. I mean, there's a lot of people in a lot of areas that are living paycheck to paycheck right now across the United States. And like Ivy was saying, this can save you. And Mr. Clark was saying, this can save you lots of money. And it's a win-win, and it's also environmentally a good deal, you know. So
it is, and the panels have a very long life, Nathalie. They you know, they're warranted for a very, very long time. So if you're worried about the new technology coming along, don't worry about it. Get your solar now because it's the best that's out there. And then later on, 10, 15 years down the road, if things change, then we make changes. That's just how we do things, you know. It's
how long is the warranty? Justin, that was a question I didn't ask. How long does the warranty go usually?
Depends on the panel. SunPower panels are warrantied for 25 years, and after 25 years, they're still producing 75% more than the traditional ones, and they're a higher kilowatt. Don't need as many panels, right, Brian?
Well, most of the major manufacturers, and I'm not going to name them, are at least a 20-year warranty in terms of power production. The inverters, the same thing. You're going to get a lot of bang for your buck with what's out there on the market today. Are there some that are more efficient? Are there some that produce more energy in cloudy conditions? Yes, they are. We don't have time to get into that.
Right.
The bottom line is, with the support of the federal government, 30%, with the 35% Hawaii state tax credit, with the benefit of hot water, it's a winner here. It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely.
There's no reason to say no. Just do your research and make sure you find out the right company. I know who they are because I've been in here the last 3.5 years. Ivy has been too. I'm not naming any names. But if anybody asked me in a private conversation, I would tell them, and I thank you for letting me discuss this with you.
Now, everybody knows, so you can contact Ivy too at 808-222-2453, and you can contact Brian Clark at SolarBryan, B-R-Y-A-N, 49, at yahoo.com. All our listeners that are ongoing listeners, know you can also contact us, radio at Realty Universal, or you can go to realtyuniversal.com, fill out the contact us, and then we'll forward the information to you as well.
One last thing I wanted to say, Nathalie, is that realtors out there, when you're selling homes with a solar system on, they sell faster. People want to get a home that already has it there, so they don't have to go through, you know, putting it in. Some people want to put their own in. But it's a great selling point, and it's a great buying point as well.
It is, and they're also transferable to the new buyer. So, because we do have many, one of the questions we have to ask is it leased or owned? And they can transfer these systems over, which is beautiful. So almost running out of time. I just want to thank you both for coming on. Any last parting comments you'd like to make, both of you, other than this is definitely a no-brainer?
Soak up the sun, go solar, and back up batteries, because it's always good to have those batteries in case power outages, natural or man-made disasters. At least you're going to have power when nobody else does.
And here on Oahu, I just recommend that you do your due diligence. I won't name the name of their companies, but there's at least a dozen solid companies that have made it through from the 200-plus that we had in 2012. Those are the companies.
Wow, there were that many. Wow, amazing.
Yes.
And there were that many. I don't know how many are left, but not nearly that number. And if they're there, that means they're going to back up. At some point, they're going to have to visit your house for some reason. That's just construction. Be realistic about that. Don't go out and buy the lowest price thing that you find.
No.
Because there's so much incentive with the taxes and everything. What's the difference in $1,000 here and there when you're talking about something that's going to be producing power on your home for 25 years?
You want to get something really good. Don't go out for the cheapest because it's the best deal. You want the best deal for yourself and the most value.
That makes sense. Quality, not quantity. And like Brian said earlier, Mr. Clark, you get the sun eye readings, do the things. Make sure you're like looking at everything, right, to make sure you're getting
That's
the right.
That's correct. Any really good solar professional knows his stuff. They've been trained. They do it time and time again. I've been literally myself in over 1,000 homes here on Oahu. I can go in and I'll immediately know what we're dealing with. But I want to know is what the energy usage. I'll know that from their HECO bill, and I can make suggestions before they spend a dollar on solar.
That's about it.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to have you. I'd love to have you back if you. And we will definitely. It's a no-brainer to me. And we're just about the end of the show, so I want to thank you both for coming on. This is Realty Universal Radio, and to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.